This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Man, you got the whole show sheet onto one page. That's the first time that's happened, and I don't know if it's ever happened.
Say something, Yuzi.
She can't. I think she's got a mouthful of bagel. Oh my God!
No,
let's just wait. Let's just wait and see how long it takes.
That's last night's dinner. You can smell it out there.
Mm-hmm. How's that tooth?
Go ahead.
Bad news, huh?
Sign language.
What tooth?
It's a Greek salad.
Oh. Nice. Sounds delicious.
I made it this morning.
I see.
But it was leftovers from last night's dinner.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. What's the matter with your tooth?
No, she broke
it's
her.
It's the same old thing.
Oh, the broken.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. She'd been touching with her tongue, you know.
I finally got. My tongue still hurts
right.
though.
It's funny though. You get on the air. It's like, you know, you set all everything aside and just talk when you need to.
Isn't it weird?
It is weird. I feel it too. I can be super sick and not good and come in here, turn on the mic, and like this other thing takes over.
And then as soon as it's all over at the end of the day, I'm like oh. anyway, whatever. I got a letter from my insurance that said out of thousands of dollars, they'll pay like $872. I'm like, great.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
That's no good.
No. So we're working on things. Anywho, what's happening? You do have a sponsor.
Great. You got everything on one page. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Well, there's a couple. The printer came out like the 8 o'clock hours like jammed together. But we only have two contests today. 7 o'clock, we have Janet Jackson tickets at the Chase Center. And then 9 o'clock is the really great one with the Green Day and Fall Out Boy and Weezer.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Hella Mega Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got those all week.
Yeah.
I see at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So all week, all day. All day, all week. This report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Oh, death.
Oh.
Yeah. Surprising.
Very sad. Just sad.
I've been thinking about this guy and this band.
I know. Lately,
a lot
you
more
have been. It's funny.
I've been noticing their music as a guitar player. Mm.
You know what's funny is that they, you know, every report I heard on this and everything I read, they call him a lead singer. And if anything, he's the co-lead singer.
Right.
You know?
Well, I read some of the stuff too. So I thought he was a Boston guy, but he's from Maryland. Mm. They formed the band that we should say it's Rick Ocasek.
Yes, Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away. He died in New York City yesterday.
But the most astonishing thing... 70-something?
75?
You know, there are multiple reports on this. They say public records say he's 70 years old. TMZ, and I think it was the New York, the NYPD were saying 75. I'm going to go 75, I guess. It is actually surprising to hear he's that
shocking.
Old.
They list his birthday as 1944.
That'd be 75.
Yeah.
And I get the ageism that exists in all walks of life, but in rock, you do know, I have seen more than one aging rock star with the hair dye thing. It eliminates your ability to sort of pinpoint their age.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's the same with women, I guess. It's the
Absolutely,
same deal.
Absolutely.
If you're dyeing your hair all the time. And you
I'm
never...
dyeing mine.
Woo! Me too. I love it.
Yeah. You know what's weird? When did you start dyeing your hair?
I would say that I started dyeing it for fun maybe in the mid-90s.
Yeah, your hair was red when I met you.
Yeah.
Were like, not even red, like burgundy or whatever.
I would dye it all just fun colors.
And then you were blonde. Like when we were gone, Vinny and I were gone, it was blonde.
It was blonde.
And your driver's license, I'm like, oh, who
I know,
talked you
horrible.
To that?
You know, though, that's a bad picture. It actually looks cuter than that. It was kind of cute.
Who talked to you?
Actually, Hooman loved the blonde hair. It was actually one of the reasons I was like, I can't have this anymore.
It is not your color.
It's creepy. It was cute, actually. And it was darker. It was like a dark blonde. But in that picture, I think it's bad picture anyway, but it was very orange. And that's actually why I went back. Because I was having, first of all, it's really expensive. Secondly, I was like losing a lot of hair. I'm like, enough of this.
Bad
plus
for your hair.
Upkeep.
Yeah.
Right. It was crazy. I would have
the
dark roots. And
you were doing that, really? All the time?
Yeah, I was. So I would just like bleach just the roots.
Going to a salon?
I was eventually, because I really damaged it, and with my own
bleach will do that.
My kitchen
you.
Beautician stuff. Yeah. And so I started going.
You were doing it.
I was doing it.
Oh.
Of course I was doing it. That's, hello, it's me.
All right.
So I was doing it for a while, and then I started to go and get it done, and not only was that expensive, there's nothing I hate worse than sitting in a beautician's chair for three freaking hours. Three hours. I'm like, I'm not, and it was $200, and I had to go every 6 months. I'm like, no. So then I just went and bought a pack of brown dye, dyed it back to brown. And then had to do it again like the next day. I'm like, well, that didn't work.
The experiment was over.
Yeah, the experiment was over. And then by the time that happened, then like my hair's probably 60% gray. My brother's hair is just white.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easier
he's
for
younger
men
than me.
To have that.
I know.
Well, not if you're a rock star, because clearly they dye their hair into their 70s, and it makes it impossible. He was never a real handsome guy.
No, I would not say he was. Yeah. He had a look, though.
Unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is what you'd call it.
But like a little Frankenstein-y.
I always felt like we're talking about Rick Ocasek.
Who died from the cars.
He had a wig on.
Yeah.
Just because there was never really a part there. And back, now you can get wigs with parts. But
I was asked the same question yesterday.
Oh.
And my answer was about the hair dye. Like when these guys dye their hair, it looks as much like a wig as anything.
It
because
does.
It's that uniform color.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't match. Like that's what I'm like, I guess I'll stop dyeing my hair when my face starts looking like there's just no way that face has that hair. You know
what?
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of pulling
it's
it now.
It's never going to happen, Sarah.
Yeah,
you're
out
always
on this.
Going to look young.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be a dick at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
looked at a picture of the Kardashians last night among my many sort of
browsing
searching
the internet.
And the picture, what was Kim saying? I forget what she was talking about. But then the picture enclosed was a picture of, it had to do with having four kids instead of three. She was like, I feel better about life now that we've evened out the children.
Oh.
And her whole advice to the world was, if you have three, go for four. You're almost there.
Because you could afford that.
Right. So she's just completely lost and out of touch. But the photo was...
Hell, go for six.
I couldn't even figure out who was... Kim still looks like
team.
Kim. Chloe doesn't look like Chloe anymore. I can't pick her out.
She's been jacked up.
Uh-huh.
She looks good, though.
But in the photo was an older lady.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she had really dark brown hair.
Uh-huh.
And her face even, I think she'd must have had some facelifts. Like, everybody's
was it
had...
Chris
Jenner? No, it wasn't. But the hands were like Crypt Keeper hands.
Oh. Mm.
So it was definitely the giveaway.
Mm-hmm. You got to get a hand lift.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. They were too scraggly to...
Or like injections, plump them up.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find... Anyway.
She'd have like big ham hands. It's better than having Crypt Keeper hands.
I'll see if you can find who it is.
I can picture that too. Crypt Keeper hands. Like, you get that face, that kind of plastic looking face with the, the perfect Kardashian hair. Your body still looks good, but then you get to your hands and they're just like, oh man, did you see the Halle Berry photo last week?
No.
So on Instagram.
What are you going to say bad about her?
Nothing. Listen, there's nothing bad. No, this is about Crypt Keeper hands. So Halle, obviously, one of the most beautiful women
amazing.
In the world. And so I'm looking at her Instagram and there's and actually, her Instagram, if you like pictures of Halle Berry, it's all just, it's not like her life. It's just like this modeling shot, that modeling shot, this crazy shot, nipple shot, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a wet t-shirt in one of them.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, hi, Halle's nipples. So she had her hand out and a butterfly had landed on it or whatever. And her hand just looks so... like Portrait of Dorian Gray. Like it is just...
Really? Just ashy
haggard,
or what?
No, just like, I don't...
This picture here?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Her hand
it's the
just
filter.
Looks...
The filter makes like the darkness come out and the.
So the story was about that picture. I guess that she. So she posts that, and people were like, "Oh my God, construction worker hands!
Oh,
like they just
yeah.
look so
tortured
beefy."
Her.
Are you looking at? Yeah, they were tortured. She and she was no. She was laughing about it. She goes, "I knew someone was gonna mention the hands." But anyway, they're not exactly Crypt Keeper hands, but they don't look like the dainty hands you'd think that someone like Halle Berry would have.
Oh, I see them.
A little bit of man hand going.
Fine.
Yeah, sure.
Cares.
Okay. If you
well,
say so.
There's a little sores on them.
Right, if you,
I don't know. It does look,
they look a little beat.
Well, that's why I put not only lotion, but sunscreen on my hands
oh.
and my arms.
You guys are so good about the sunscreen.
And I really like do my neck because I think that's a dead giveaway. You start
yeah,
to have those tree
just,
trunk
my neck.
Lines, you know, that,
I gave
that
up on it.
Each one represents 20 years.
This is the photo, but they
oh,
cut the,
look.
Oh, here it is. So first, the photo I found, they cut the old lady out of it.
Oh.
But I found the...
Let's see who it is.
Who's the... Well, it's not...
Oh, that one right there?
Yeah.
That I think that's Kris Jenner's mom. Mary Jo, something like that.
Let me see if I can get
I think
it
that's Kris Jenner's
mom. Oh, there it
mom.
Is. Okay, let me
yeah,
show this to
mom.
Sarah.
Yeah, let me see. Bring that
so
over
look
here.
Look at the dark hair.
All right.
There's even been some face surgery. Now look at the hands.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yes. Jesus. Honest to God, Vinny, those are, like when you said Crypt Keeper, that is what I was imagining, but I was sort of exaggerating it in my own head, and that is,
yeah,
those
I'm
look like
sure
my...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her, Mary Jo.
It's gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, she looks like an older lady, I and who knows what they did to the photo, but they didn't get down to her hands with the Photoshop, because those are, those are gnarled paws.
So she's 85, guys.
No, I listen, I'm not trying to say that. I'm trying to say that, you know, like that hair dye thing works. This
sure.
lady, until I got to her hands, looked very young.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And they all have surgery. You can't tell any of them apart. That's why I started inspecting the photo was I'm like, who's, where's Chloe?
Right. Which one is, I didn't even look at Chloe.
The tall one.
Right.
Oh, hello, I'm in the back.
Yeah.
They stand me in the back. I'm the biggest. I'm the tallest, though. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Oh, she's blonde, too.
Well, so here's the question I was having.
Oh, look at them with all their babies. That's cute.
Who's that?
Kylie.
That's Kylie.
Yeah, that's her daughter, Stormy.
So I was tripping out. Which one's Chloe? Which one's Kylie?
You know who's not in that is Kendall.
Kendall's not there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's Chloe. That's Courtney. That's the mom, obviously.
Got it.
That is, this must be one of Kim's kids, because her daughter is named True, right?
I don't know.
No, Chloe's daughter's
that's
name
what
is
I'm saying.
True. Oh,
True
yes.
Chloe. So there,
yes.
I don't believe True is in that picture, unless
maybe it's
Kim's holding
her.
I don't know.
Back to Rick Ocasek, though. Do we know why that guy died?
They are saying natural causes,
nah.
actually.
Eh.
Yeah, so we don't, we'll see.
I was trying to see if there was any noted health problems, but I don't really see
Well,
anything.
He's, you know, 75 or so. Let's see. Yeah, there's no official cause of death. Sources are saying it was natural causes. Apparently, Paulina found him.
They were broken up.
They were estranged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd been together forever, and they even were saying, like, I mean, it was sort of gentle wordage as they broke up. When was it, like a year ago?
Yeah, it was a year ago, and I read the story. She's like, when we're a family and together, we're great. But
yep.
as a couple,
yeah, it's not
we're better apart.
Mm. Police say he was discovered unresponsive Sunday at his townhouse in New York City. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Unclear how he might have died. They're saying it's possible, it's natural, but who knows what we'll find when we look. People are going to want to know.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. He was found in his bed by his estranged wife, Paulina Poriskova. Poriskova. And then they go on to just talk about the cars. Comes again when she's dancing neath the starry skies. She'll make you flip once again. Gonna like the way.
Yeah,
like
I don't
the
see anything written about his health declining or anything.
Yeah, I mean we wouldn't know, but it does seem.
They put out 6 albums between 76 and 88. That's when they broke up. Benjamin Orr died of pancreatic cancer in 2000, which a lot of times you think it's Rick Ocasek singing because you always hear he's the lead singer. But if you watch their videos, it's Benjamin Orr.
I remember I wrote you. I was learning one of those songs and went. Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Who's the handsome guy
who's
singing?
The blonde guy. I'm like, that's their singer. One of their singers.
I guess that in 2010, the surviving members all put out another album. That was the last Cars album. It's called
Nobody
Move
Heard.
Like This. In April of 2018, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They did perform at the ceremony, and that was their final performance with Rick. Outside of the Cars, he was a big producer. Mm-hmm. He did Weezer, No Doubt, Not a Surf, Bad Religion, Bad Brains, Hole, Guided by Voices, and did a series of solo albums, which were actually well-received by critics, but never made any commercial impact. Let me see if there's anything else.
I was interested to read that he...
No, five children, 75 years old.
He learned guitar, sort of put it down and was going to go to school. Got a sniff of the work that was involved in going to school and went, I'm going to go back to the music thing. And immediately started putting together a band. And what I read, and I don't know how true this is because you know how all the myth-making
the lore,
that's involved.
Right.
But he said that he didn't want good musicians because he didn't want to argue about the songwriting.
Oh.
So he said that he looked specifically for people who weren't going to cross his
question his
vision.
Right. Huh.
And I thought that's interesting that you would, because
it's funny that he would say that, because I actually think that they are such, like, there's the keyboard player in this band, totally iconic. Like, you if you take him out, it's a totally different song. Like, there's so many just just little riffs that are in there that are played on the keyboard. And
each
then Benjamin,
one of them shaped it.
Each one of them. Mm-hmm. And Benjamin Orr was amazing.
That might have come later.
Maybe, right. Who knows?
But early
when
on,
out.
When he was starting the band, he absolutely was saying that
I'm the dictator here.
I don't want people coming in with bright ideas.
Yeah. This is my band, my vision. Yeah. I'm putting this band together.
Right.
We're going to do a very weak triumvirate of death. I'm actually hopeful that there isn't going to be some other big death, because you won't even know who the third person is here. Eddie Money, as you know, died on Friday.
I know who he is.
I know not him. He's not the one you don't know. less than a month after revealing he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer, he was 70. The cause of death was not cancer. It was complications from a heart valve replacement. There are five more episodes of his show, Real Money. Are you watching that? That's on Access?
I have seen a few episodes, but I understand people were texting in on Friday saying that they catalog his journey through
with the cancer and
the
all
diagnosis.
The, boy.
Yes.
Well, anyway, they've got five more episodes, and those are going to air. He was training to become a New York City cop when he quit to pursue music. 11 top 40 hits. Take Me Home Tonight, I Think I'm in Love, Walk on Water, Baby Hold On to Me, I Want to Go Back, Two Tickets to Paradise, Shaken. He's survived by his wife, Lori, and five kids. And, I do remember that song.
This one? Mm-hmm. Gone Water.
Kid Rock did a little tribute to him on Friday night. He played Shaken on stage.
I love Shaken so much.
That is a good one. Boom. So he was playing in Detroit. Oh.
Step in the fingers.
I seem to remember the video having some hot little señorita, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't remember the video.
That's just a song you went out to dance for.
And at 49, our third in the triumvirate of death. Is Brian Turk.
Known
for his role on Carnival.
I looked him up.
You're reaching.
I just don't know.
We're in trouble.
No, we're reaching.
He's an actor. He's been in a ton of things.
I'll give you a picture of him in a second. His biggest role was as the strong man in the movie, in the show Carnival, which I think is like an HBO show.
Yeah,
I definitely watched it.
It's a cable show, yeah.
And he does look vaguely familiar.
What's his name again?
Brian Turk. So, complications from cancer. They're saying
he was pretty young, though, no?
Yeah, 49. Yeah. Two and a Half Men, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Jamie Foxx Show, Step by Step, Wings, Beverly Hills 90210, Boy Meets World, ER, Criminal Minds, General Hospital, Animal Kingdom, NCIS. He was in American Pie 2, AI, Artificial Intelligence, Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles, Lost World, Jurassic Park, on and on.
That dude worked a lot.
He did work a lot.
Working actor.
And could stand right next to you and you wouldn't know.
No, yep. He does look vaguely familiar.
I mean, he's just got one of those supporting cast faces.
Character actor guy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, we had a drone attack on an oil field, which is going to cause our stocks to just plummet. Wonderful. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to see Janet Jackson at the all-new Chase Center. Be here, win tickets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Winchester Mystery House's new immersive Halloween walkthrough experience, Unhinged.
It looks really good. I was watching the news yesterday morning on Channel 7, and they did the tour. It looks so good. I think I want to go.
I thought you well, went there just the other day, right?
I did, but it was not for the tour. They hadn't started yet, so I was just checking out a site visit to see where we're going to broadcast from.
Did you wear your cat costume for your walkthrough?
I did not. I did not.
All right.
I did not.
That's too bad.
I'm looking forward. We're going to do a Halloween broadcast.
I don't even
broadcast.
Think I have it anymore.
Oh, what? That's a travesty.
The black body suit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the cat ears.
Yeah, because
you gotta have that.
You know, different costumes. I think I have a little section in the closet where there's
We have a
costumes,
big box of gross costumes up in the attic.
Yeah.
I just pull it down. So I pull all these dusty ass things
out.
Yeah,
they're all stinky.
This year, I think I'm gonna go as Calamity Jane from Deadwood.
Oh, what has
it ever occurred to you? Well, she's like this wasted
hillbilly?
Awesome. It's just like the old West. And she is so, she's amazing. She's just
she's like drunk dirt on her face
all the time. She's filthy. When she talks, there's snot coming out of her nose. I'm like, dude, that is my kind of woman. I love her.
On sale now at WinchesterUnhinged.com.
So we're going to do our Halloween broadcast from there. It's going to be great.
Kidding? It's awesome. Whew. It's going to knock an hour off my drive.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Is that why you said yes?
It's going to add an hour to mine.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to add a couple hours of mine because I'm going to have to come here first.
Oh, my God.
I never said yes.
Yeah. Not.
I'm going to have to come here first and print.
Oh. You can't print down there?
It's a cluster. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, have a good morning, Yuzi. I'll meet you there. I'll see you there at 5:30.
That's okay. It's good. It's all good. By the way, before I get to my first story, because that wasn't one of them, Brad of Brad and Ron says hi.
Oh, hey, Brad.
You talked to Brad.
He misses us. I connected with him on LinkedIn. So sorry, Brad. I was like,
he's got talent.
He
has
super
so
talented
much talent.
For sure. And but I miss him, and I told him that I miss you.
Well, just you know, having to say and Ron all the time is just not.
It
not
doesn't
the same.
Work, right?
No,
right.
My emails go and Ron. I'm gonna need blah blah blah.
Yeah. Poor Ron. I mean, I feel bad for Ron too, but you
sorry,
know,
sorry, Ron. You're Ann Ron
like,
forever.
My first name's not and.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so he says hi.
Oh, good.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
And I made sure that he knew I missed him.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay, so there was a Saudi oil attack, and for the most part, we go, what? Huh? Except that it's going to affect the oil output from the area. And therefore will affect gas prices and sends the stock market into a hissy fit.
Get a Tesla.
Global energy prices are already surging after the weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia disrupted more than 5% of the world's daily supply. A Yemeni rebel group has claimed responsibility, but there are some ties to Iran, which has everyone looking their direction. Mm. Our president has said we're locked and loaded, which makes me super nervous.
I don't
like to hear
I don't like
talk
his
like that.
Talk.
But anyway, that's where we stand at the moment. Mm. The market, oh, did it just open?
Yeah, it opened at 6:30.
Just opened, so let's see. Red.
Oh,
yep,
great.
Red.
That's wonderful.
Red, red, red. Okay, well,
don't look at it. Yeah, I don't know why
I'm
you
just,
look.
Wait, look, it's one of those things. It's an indicator to let you know what happened in the news today. And that is what happened in the news today.
So is our fuel going to go up, did you say?
Probably, but that's the least of the...
Yeah.
When the stock market starts bouncing like that, that's the part where you just go, oh, crap.
Oh, boy.
All my gains on my 401k are just...
But then you're not going to touch that for years. That's the whole point of that.
Yeah, but I looked at that
don't
and my
look.
Money just went away.
Why would you look?
I just lost money.
Don't look.
It's gone.
You haven't lost it until you realize
no,
the gain or loss.
I'm telling you.
No, you haven't lost a thing.
I was counting that.
Don't count it. It's not yours until you actually lock it in and take it out.
All lanes of northbound 680 near Fremont are closed due to a hazmat spill.
Oh, yeah. Great. What kind of has material?
Fuel.
Oh.
From a truck.
Oh, so it's not like acid that's eating the highway.
No,
the
no.
highway will that's survive this.
Looks like a jackknife truck, Vinny.
They
and,
say
like,
the collision
cars.
Was reported at 1:48 a.m.
Yeah.
A jackknife big rig is leaking fuel and other vehicles are involved in the collision.
Mm-mm.
So it's a thing. If you're headed that way, find another way.
They say CHP is suggesting taking 880. And also Niles Canyon, which is another route, but it looks like it's pretty jam-packed at this point. So 880 instead of 680.
As if there aren't enough roadway troubles these
All
days.
All lanes closed. Yeah.
Moments.
Never enough. Yeah. Never enough.
Lots of road work happening.
Yeah.
They finished a part of 17 that is smooth. Oh, I was driving it this morning going, all the rutted roads and the... Because they scrape the thing off.
Yeah.
And what they leave behind is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you're driving on that. And I have to wonder how that works for Caltrans. When they've done road work and left behind...
Debris.
A less than ideal road condition. Forget about the windshield cracks. That's become so normal, I just go, well, there's another one. I don't even bother with it. But imagine you get yourself into an accident because the roads have been, there's no clear lane divided markers.
Right.
Do they get sued for that?
A lot of lawsuits have occurred.
I bet.
I don't know what the outcome is, but I definitely know people have filed.
Sure.
Well,
why wouldn't you?
That.
Right.
Well, your whole, this is the road you take. Your whole life, you've driven it. And then now it doesn't look like that anymore. And you end up in a crash. I would imagine people go, that's not me.
Yeah.
Especially when there's
Caltrans.
No signs.
Right.
You know, it's one thing, directing me, okay, the lanes are going to go, you know, the signs that say left, right, or road conditions are.
Right.
But
they
probably
defend it by saying construction zone ahead. This is the speed limit for that. All you know what I mean? Like
are clean.
We gave as much as we could.
Is there off the hook?
Yeah.
That's my bet.
Right. And it's a public works thing.
Right.
You know, it's
my bet is that they're like, we're doing road work.
Yeah.
Go any other way you want. Stay home.
Nobody put a gun to your head.
Right.
Yeah, I would. I'd be interested to know what the outcome of most of those is. Is it just, too bad for you?
Oh, the irony.
Oh, what is it?
Oh.
I love ironic things.
Do you?
I do. Tell me.
Vaping's been in the news a lot lately.
Mm.
We've been hearing about deaths now, and a guy is, speaking of lawsuits, going to sue because he's a young man with the lungs of a 70-year-old.
Oh, boy.
These are the headlines that you're reading. And so people are realizing it's not actually a healthier way to get nicotine, although plenty of people feel like it is.
It is.
It is. It's less stinky. It's.
I'm healthier.
Right. Well, now what you're hearing in the news is people are going to cigarettes to quit vaping. So vaping comes out as this new and improved smoking.
Is this real?
This is real. There's a guy in Virginia who said, I bought Juul to quit smoking. And now that I've been smoking Juul, my nicotine addiction is even worse.
Oh.
I'm using cigarettes to quit my Juul.
Oh, my God.
Can you buy extra nicotine?
You can.
So it's
you can buy zero nicotine. You can buy I'm like somewhere in the mid level, but you can get these like just rocket fuel nicotine counts. I mean, I can buy from the same company that I buy my sort of mid level nicotine. I can buy twice as much. Yes.
When you're looking at the website or whatever where you're buying these mm-hmm. cartridges, do they tell you what a regular cigarette?
No.
So you don't know how much nicotine's in a regular cigarette.
The problem is that these aren't like a regular cigarette in that one cartridge can last you the whole day. Like I don't know how they would quantify it.
So you find your nicotine level by trial and error?
I can't remember how I landed on the one that I'm on. I just think I tried like a mid-level one and was like, this is fine.
Oh.
I don't really remember. But I know that you can get ones that are much more packed with nicotine. Like, I think mine is hold on a second. It's 1.8% by whatever's in here, 1.8% of it is nicotine. And you can get them 3.5%. I mean, you can get it much higher than that.
When you smoke cigs, which I did for a long time, there's definitely, if you're on, let's say, Marlboro Red Box for a while and someone hands you a Marlboro Light, you can't even get a pull off the thing. You're like,
feels like nothing, right?
What are you doing?
I'm sure
to me?
It would be the same with
and
this.
And if they hand you an ultralight, you're like,
okay, so this is just air.
I'm going to just pull bad, the filter
this is just
off
bad tasting
this
air.
And right. Smoke this thing straight.
Does it say what like the nicotine count is in a pack of cigarettes?
They're saying
or in a single?
That one Juul pod contains about 20 cigarettes worth of nicotine.
Oh, wow.
Is what they're comparing it to.
That actually makes sense. That's right. What they say on mine, too. That
a pack a day is about one cartridge a day.
Right. And is one cartridge what you use to get through the day?
About a day. Sometimes I'll switch it. But, you know, usually seems like it lasts a day.
Well, the irony of someone using cigarettes to quit vaping is just too much. That's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right.
So you go from the thing that's killed 6 people to the thing that kills 500,000 a year.
Right.
Okay, that's great. Perfect sense. You know what? Try the patch. Try those lozenges. Try the gum.
I love the gum. Mm. I ended up addicted to the gum. And I know people who are addicted
to
the gum.
Well, better that than
an
actual cig. I like the lozenges. I actually have some at my house. I should just get off these BS things. It's ridiculous. Expensive.
Well, it's hard. Like, I remember when I was quitting smoking for good, I was in Eugene, and I had very little stress in my life. Zero. None. Actually, it was just me and my dog. I didn't date. I didn't have any kids.
Went to work.
I did my little show. I drove 3 minutes to get to work, and then I was off the rest of the day. It was very low key life. Mm-hmm. I got paid no money, and it was fine for that time. But I knew I was this. If I'm going to quit these cigarettes, it's got to happen here now. Mm-hmm. I have no stress. This is the time, because that was actually what I was thinking is. Wherever I end up, whether it's back here, and I actually wasn't thinking that, wherever I end up when I go back to work, I'm going to be too stressed to quit.
Right.
I'm going to have a move and all these things going on.
I'm just surprised that, because it sounds like there was a ton of boredom, like downtime. Mm-hmm. Like to me, those are the times when I'm just like, you know what? I wish I had a pack of cigarettes.
Nah, that was just, I mean, but that's addiction. You'll talk yourself into it on either side of it.
You are not kidding.
But for me, that was the way that I was able to quit. I just went, you know what? There's no stress. There's nothing so I just chain smoked the last day and then was off.
Tied on those shoes and went for a run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, did I light one off another, though, that last day.
Mm. Oh, you get sick?
I was just sick in heaven sick.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like,
I
had an appearance that day, and I'm meeting people, and, you know, normally you wouldn't. And I
wouldn't
am
even
just
smoke
lighting them off another one, going, I did not get... Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry, did I blow that right in your face? My bad.
You got a light.
Here I am with my ashes. What? What is your problem? It's my last day on this. Get away from me.
Daddy, that guy smells bad.
Sorry. But, you know, to anyone who came by that day, I'd say to them, I quit. It worked.
Did.
It happened. I don't smoke anymore. Mm. I mean, I did for a roll one time, but beyond that,
I
thought for sure when you started telling that story about, oh, he's everyone in the 70s hooked. Smoked that, I was like, oh, God, he's going to get back on cigarettes. And it's going to be Pat's fault.
Look, I was in a major motion picture, yes. And the character.
America is still the place, it's
right.
called.
Anyway, football happened over the weekend, and the Niners ruled, everyone. Ruled, I tell you.
Woo!
We looked incredible. Our running backs, our quarterback, Jimmy G was...
must stand for great.
There was a point where I was honestly saying, pull him. Sit him down. Mm-hmm. Don't risk him.
Right. They can't catch you now.
The Raiders lost. Our boys' team won. Cal won.
Oh, good. My other boys' team won, too. Crushed 43-0. Crushed the Dolphins.
No, you mean the Pats? Yeah. Everybody crushes the Dolphins. They're actually trying to lose. It's called tanking. They want the first round pick. Next
season.
It
doesn't matter. They didn't put up any points against our guys.
Right. Yeah. Well, that they didn't. I just told you. Mm. They're trying to lose. They don't want to put up points.
Yeah, that's what the guys on the team are thinking.
Unbelievable. Pats.
Rule.
No, they. Oh, God. And they. And
except
that.
They do.
AB, he got a touchdown.
I know.
Jesus.
It's good.
It's good.
Sure.
All right. You'll do anything. You Pats to win.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
It's working.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Shaken video woman was Abalonian?
Abalonia?
Apollonia?
Well,
was
they
it?
Wrote Abalonian. But
oh,
I thought it was a Mexican lady.
I don't know who the shaken. I don't even remember that video.
I mean, I'm never really good at picking people's ethnicity out.
Fingers. Yeah. Oh, whoa.
But she's definitely was dressed, I thought, in a sort of a senorita costume. Yeah, look. Look at the video. Wait. Bryn's got it.
Oh, hold on. So, Eddie, we're talking about Eddie
Money. Oh, it might have been her.
Passed away. Let me see. You mean Apollonia, the prince protege?
Yeah. There's a part where she's dancing outside the car.
Well, it says the video for the single featured actress,
there she is.
Model Patricia Cotero, better known as Apollonia.
Yeah.
Oh, it is her.
Yeah. She would later go
outfit.
On to co-star in Purple Rain.
That was pretty 80s-y.
Neato. I didn't know that.
Well...
Poor Eddie.
She's
poor Eddie
smoking
money.
Hot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you went from Rick Ocasek to Kim Kardashian back to Rick Ocasek. LOL.
Well, that's what we do on the show.
We pulled it all back together.
Listen, all we do is talk. That's what we're doing. We're just, you know, there's no script because Hooman's not here.
I think that old lady.
Child, please.
I think that old lady was MJ, Mary Jo, Chris's mom. She's 85. Well,
that's what they call her, MJ.
You wouldn't know it from looking at her hairdo.
No.
But if you follow the shot down to her hands.
Well, listen, they look arthritic. I remember my great grandma, you couldn't even touch her hands. They were just all, knuckles were all swollen, just gnarled up hands. Oh, boy, do I not want that. She couldn't, you know, she was a craftswoman. She did these hooked rugs that were freaking incredible. I have a bunch of them at my house. Like, big, just beautiful things.
Oh, I did those, too. The ones you buy where you do the hook and...
Like that.
My
but
mom made
like
me do that when I was a kid because
I was
bored
on a rainy day.
Yeah. She'd be like, look, I can't take it. You're going to do one of these.
Yeah.
The loop.
The loop,
yeah.
Exactly.
You have a little piece of 2-inch yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And you do
hook it through. Sure.
It was neat.
Your nana did that?
No, my great-grandmother, that wasn't... Yes, it was that type of thing.
And you got like a holy...
Amazing. She was back in
like
the
a pattern,
there
right?
Kids.
Like a pattern,
right.
And then you fill it in.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, how about the sand? Did you ever get the colored sands? You'd put glue in it, and then you'd put the colored sand wherever that
sure.
was.
No.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that's
that
a
was
good...
fun.
Thing for Isla to do.
We did colored sand at our wedding, though.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's true.
Now there's one sitting on the countertop.
Oh, it's not on the mantle. I would think if that'd be on the mantelpiece.
It's on some sort of mantle
area. Good. Yeah, you don't want that getting knocked over.
Right.
Mix it all up. It'll just look like
we'll
be all separated.
You know,
there goes his marriage.
Oh,
that's
God, you
say.
Better protect that thing.
This thing represents your marriage and your family. Mm. Yeah. Like, geez.
Don't want to spill it.
That's
a little
that's
dicey. Do we really want to put that much on a piece of glass? Anyway, please talk about dysfunctional Big Brother. The showmance makes me very uncomfortable. Is there any way Nicole can win?
No, she's too stupid to win.
I have Maria's email printing out right now.
All right, fine. I, honestly, it's so disappointing what's happened.
I
will say he's smart. He played
that. Is he smart or is he despicable?
He is both.
Okay.
He's despicable, but you know what? He did exactly what it took to get him to that point. And even when he was telling Holly to drop off that thing, that was because if she had won and he had somehow not won the veto, he would have gone home because Cliff or Nicole would have voted. He was like, she has to lose because other. And then now he's got Cliff convinced that he's taking Cliff. Like, Cliff is the big dummy. Nicole is just too wishy-washy to say, no, Cliff, we got to keep Tommy or, you know,
we need
whatever.
A break,
it is. Okay.
But,
we're
you can
super
tell
late.
Me this after.
All right, fine. We'll be back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.